eyes are tokens of promises. Oh,
good
broken.
Tune. Love
absolutely
the new Good Charlotte.
Back with a vengeance.
Yeah, Good Charlotte's latest one, Life Can't Get Much Better, their Youth Authority album drops today. Very excited to be
Chilling
chatting
it.
To a star of the show, Benji Madden.
Hey, Benji.
Man. Hey, man, I'm doing good. Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. This is literally, this is no word of a lie, Lanzi. I was reading through my year 7 yearbook the other day, Benji, and they had grade 7 favorite song, Danny Lakey, the anthem, Good Charlotte.
You're not making me feel old at all.
No, I love it, man. I think I was very impressed when I looked back at that. Oh, I remember that song. And literally, that inspired me to take up skateboarding and everything. I'm a very, very bashful man at the moment, so I just want to thank you for that.
Well, that's awesome, man. I'm proud to be a part of your story. That way.
Your sixth album, Youth Authority, that's what we're chatting about. Does time fly, like, as you know, back in the anthem days to now? You guys have done so much. Does time just fly by, or does it seem like it really has been 15 to 20 years?
Yeah, it does fly, man. Time flies. It's weird. Life moves faster every year, you know? So yeah, it's kind of crazy that you make a new album, you know, like we're putting this new album out. You can still hear the same band on there, you know what I mean? The music changes a bit, you know, you learn a lot along the way, and you put that into the music, you learn how to craft records.
But Ben, speaking of the new record, I've been watching this new lyrics video on YouTube. What's with all the photos? Are they sitting by the fans, or is there a story there behind that?
Yeah, so we did, for the lyric video for Life Can't Get Much Better, we asked all the fans just to send in their memories of Good Charlotte or pictures, you know, because one of our things always was, we've always tried to go after shows and meet as many of the bands as we could, you know, I mean, as many of the fans as we could. So the whole band after shows, we'd always just try and say hello and take a picture with as many people as we could. Because we remembered how much it meant to us when we got to meet some bands when we were younger, and we were always like, "Man, that was I want to try and give our fans that experience too." So we always tried, and so we asked the fans to send in pictures and from through the years, and it was really cool because you can see all of these pictures on that video,
yeah,
like of us through the years, and like all the different phases and all the different, you know, hairstyles. And all the different things, and it was a really fun lyric video.
Yeah, very nostalgic. One of the best lyric videos I've seen on YouTube.
Awesome.
Lanzi, I reckon. Hey, you guys, it seems like you are always in Australia. We know you love it. It's like your second home, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we love Australia. You know, we've been coming here since our first time here was 2001. So, you know, 15 years. And I don't know, like, we always just feel like we get along here, you know? Like, it just has felt really, like, comfortable place for us, and I feel like we get it, you know, here. We really enjoy it.
Very chill.
The people, you know, we get along with. We have a lot of friends here now, and I feel like Australia kind of gets Good Charlotte. I feel like they get us, they get our sense of humor. I feel like you guys get, like, our attitude, our
absolutely
everything, you know? I think we can kind of, in Australia, we definitely feel like we can kind of keep it real. We don't have to pretend.
Lanzi and I were actually trying to start a petition to just get a new visa, just this Good Charlotte visa that goes through.
Just
basically you get like 12 free passes a year. You don't have to line up at customs
just
or anything.
Let me tell you, if you can get that through, that would be really great for us. It would make our lives really easy. So let me know if that happens because we'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, Ben, you've probably been asked this a million times, but being twins with Joel, you know, is it a bit freaky? Do you, like, feel each other's pain and all kinds of kooky stuff like that?
I think, like, I don't know if we actually feel each other's pain or read each other's thoughts, but we are really close. I think because we're so close, we kind of always know what the other one's thinking or something. I can always tell you exactly, like, especially if we're in the room together, like, I know exactly what he's thinking. I'll have like a gut feeling to like call him and be like, hey, is everything okay? You know?
Mm.
Well, that's the great thing about the voice mode, isn't it? You're both just sitting next to each other and one of you pushes the button and you both know that you both dig it straight away.
Well, that's not always the case. we've definitely had our differences, but in the end, somehow it always kind of like works itself out. Like So, yeah, we do make a pretty good team when it comes to that because we somehow it always works out.
Yeah, awesome, mate. Well, you're a super cool dude. We love watching you on TV. Can't wait for this new album to drop and the new single, Life Can't Get Much Better. Good job, man. Thanks so much
Cheers,
for chatting this morning.
Hey, thank you, guys.